The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is February the 12th, 2018. And it is a Monday. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and being a part of our overall family. And I definitely want to say thank you to you all that have sent your heartfelt and sincere condolences to my family, to myself and my family, and the great transformation of my brother. I greatly appreciate all of the energy, the love that you have all displayed. It's too many to even name. You know who you are. And for those of you that are still sending your condolences to us, I thank you from the bottom of my heart and appreciate you all sincerely. So just wanted to let you all know that I and the rest of the Wren family absolutely thank you for your sincere condolences, and just wanted to express that. And so we move forward. The rest of the week I will not be on air. The rest of the week, Brother Davis will probably still do Wise Wednesday. On Wednesday, the rest of the week I will be away for services. And I will, great creator willing, I will return on Monday next Monday, and we'll pick up. I believe I need to check the dates. I know I have some very important events, to some classes that I have to attend. I have to take a look at the calendar really quickly. And okay, so yes, next week we'll be back on air on Monday. Great creator willing. So just wanted to let you know, for the rest of the week I will not be available to do the show. And as you all can imagine, have to take care of family matters and affairs. You know, it's, and you know, let me just say this real quickly. I am so proud and happy and pleased and overjoyed at the greatest part of the gift of life is the gift of the great transformation. So I've always felt that way and always believed that to be more than true. I darn near know it for a fact. So just once again, want to just thank you all for you being you, us being us, the extended family, and all of the family members that listen to Tando Radio Show. Love you all. We'll see you all for the celebration in Jersey. So just wanted to let you all. Okay, so for today's show, before we get going, everyone, please continue to support. We got to take care of the administrative duties. Please support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and becoming making a donation to Black Talk Radio Network, or better yet, becoming a member in BTR Community, which BTR Community is a social media outlet or network that was created with you in mind, for you to be able to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would otherwise, such as being on Facebook, and tweeting, telling, because those platforms actually use you. And the benefit that you really receive from there is really just the benefit of, you know, there are many different benefits that many could come up with, but it's definitely not a free service, and there's a steep cost. Your energy is being used, and you're not being compensated for it. So come on over to BTR Community, where you can post stuff about yourself, your business, events that you think that are worthy for other, or should have the consideration or should be publicized among with other people. And you can do that also with your postings, which you think is relevant. And you don't have to worry about being adversely affected or someone selling your identity or someone not doing business with you, not giving you a employment opportunity, promotional opportunity, or so many different opportunities because of your overall postings, which is really none of their business until you put it on a public forum that make it their business. So for the whole world to see. So come on over to the social media network known as BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about that. And I think that's very, very important that we take full advantage of that. It supports this network, keeps all of the shows that are on air, it keeps this network going, and it really does show the true appreciation for what you gain from this network, which you have already deemed as being relevant and important. So in order for that to continue to happen, it's going to have to take your support. It was created for the people, so the people really are going to have to support it. It is a grassroots organization to the fullest. So please join BTR Community. You can do that by going to www.btrcommunity. You can join. The membership is only $24 a year, not a month, not every 2 months, a whole year. And right now, during the month of February, there is a special where you can become a member of a temporary member of BTR Community. And after the 1 month is up, after this month is up, the month of February is up, and you could decide to join BTR. Excuse me one second. I have to take this phone call real quick. I'll be right back. I'm sorry about this. Hold on one second.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
I think that if, you know, like America has ever run out of Vietnam and defeated as they should be in Vietnam, then black people over here will have to, you know, like, be in a position where they can defend themselves. Because I think that aggression that's being directed against the Vietnamese people will be turned inwardly against black people in this country.
Sorry about that.
See,
Gary Emery.
America, in terms of where she goes and, you know, like, who she controls, the whole
Sorry about that, you all. That phone call I had to take really quickly. Okay, so back on. So BTR community is very, very significant and relevant for us all. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, and that's PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint, and you can exchange your cash for real money. And what I would love for you all to do is to, before you check out the actual inventory at one second, I'm still here. One second. While you're there, check out what's in inventory. Check out what's in inventory there, and then before you make a purchase, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com. And I'll tell you why. Excuse me, I was kind of interrupted a little bit there. And the reason why you want to do that is because that way someone at Prosperity Mint can explain to you the overall purchasing process. Now, they will Prosperity Mint will give you some instructions if you could do that, and just follow up with that so that the overall instructions can actually be given to you. And so when they send you the instructions, just please respond to it, okay? And it's not for sales matters at all. It's just a matter to explain so that you will know the best and the correct way of purchasing the precious metals. So, okay? So definitely you could do that there. Also, I haven't heard back yet from the range. Last I heard, it was that they was probably, I'll probably hear from them this week. And I need to check my email today again, but as of earlier today, I didn't hear back from them. As soon as I hear back from them for the RDP, the first RDP, summit that's going to happen in June the 15th and 16th in Dallas, Texas. I will get you the information as soon as I have that. We'll post it and make it known, and we'll carry it on the show itself. Okay, so just wanted to let you know. I know I'm forgetting something, so just bear with me. It's something that I wanted to mention before we get into the show. So, all right, that's all right. We'll just get into the show for today, and we're going to jump into what's in the news. But at any time, if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So would love to hear from you all. And with that being said, it was something that I wanted to check out real quickly as we get into the news. And, of course, as you all know, my computer is running slow, as you know, always when we get on air. And it's funny, it really slows down right around this time. I don't know, it's because a bunch of people are now getting back in the area and are using the internet more or what, whatever, like, you know, whatever it could be. But I just think it's funny. That's one thing I do miss about being in the city for the shows, is that, you know, when you do a show, and especially a live show, everything, there is no cutting, there is no retake, so you go through the whole thing. Whatever mistakes are made is there, and however the show goes, it goes, which I actually like, because I think it's more authentic, and it's not glammed over, and it's not redacted, it's not it's not agendized as much. And it's just more, you know, more sincere, more organic, more authentic. And I think it's always good to, you know, sometimes people make mistakes. That's the healthiest thing, I think, for us to do, is to make mistakes and to realize everyone makes mistakes and to be able to keep going from mistakes. Because whenever we try to erase or edit out our mistakes, you're actually producing, you know, mental illness. You're producing a sense of a falsehood that's not reality. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important, because when it comes to subjugation and enslavement of people, everything has to go on almost darn near to damn near perfect to do it. And that's why it needs makeup. That's why it needs professional liars. It's why it needs you know, full productions and everything else. It's not something that's representing the true wholeness of what's perfect already, that being our lives and the importance of our lives. So live television, but for me, live radio is even more sincere, much, much more sincere. So just wanted to, and I said that because here on Tando, I needed to buy some time while my internet tried to catch up. Here on Tando Radio Show, we're going to have some major mistakes, and sometimes it's not going to go the way we intended and started to, which I don't mind at all, and I hope you don't as well. So, but we're going to get into today's show, and today's show is that, whoops, let me just, today's show is the system plays more games than just at the Olympics. And that's for today's show, the 12th of February, 2018. The system plays more games than just at the Olympics. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we jump into the news, give us a call at 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And let me just pull up these articles. Very, very, very important article. Let me see. I think we have some people in queue. Yep, I know we do. So you know what we're going to do? Before I go into what's in the news, I think we have a caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment before we get in? It's my brother, Braggs. Brother Braggs, I just saw a board pop up.
Peace.
Brother Braggs.
Excuse me. I just wanted to share a couple of things, man. I've been up since about 3 o'clock this morning, man. Some things was on my mind. Check this out. I want you to get your little pins out right now, because I'm about to blow your socks back. The real cause of the Civil War. Scotty asked me this, why were they fighting the war? The real cause of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln endorses permanent slavery amendment. Washington, in his first inaugural speech on March 4, 1861, President Lincoln approved a constitutional amendment that would guarantee permanent slavery in the United States. Lincoln states in his speech, now, we go, that was an inauguration speech. Now, the act that was passed was called the Moral, this is what started the war between the North and the South, the Moral Tariff Act, March 2nd, 1861. During this administration, President James Buchanan, a Democrat, they passed the Moral Tariff, raised rates to encourage industry and to foster higher wages for the industrial workers. That's what started the war between the states. And if you pull up the act and look at it, it's really deep. So it'll shed a lot of light on a lot of things.
Definitely, brother. Now, which one is it again?
They made... It's called the Moro Tariff Act, and it was passed on March 2nd, 1861. But the speech that he made on March 4th, 1861, his inaugural speech, you got to check out that speech. This amendment, actually, he was trying to make slavery, they passed the amendment to make slavery permanent.
Slavery is permanent, Brother Bragg. So we got the 13th Amendment. It says slavery is as punishment for crime. So you break one of their laws, you get put in slavery. I don't see what the rub is, Brother Bragg.
But they did. He wanted slavery to be a permanent thing. He never had any intention. He was a slaver. He wanted to move the people from America to other places.
But there was other people. There was another force in this society called abolitionists, who controlled the party and the purse strings of the party that Lincoln was. And so, yeah, he at every turn tried to sabotage the abolishment of slavery, and he ultimately did through the 13th Amendment. So I don't know what the rub is. You're saying the rub between me and you last week, and I'd rather not revisit old history.
It's not a rub, Scotty. I don't have a rub. Scotty, I do scholarship. I don't do emotions. I find out what these people are doing. That's all I do. I follow trails. I follow trees.
Okay, I don't deal in emotion either, Brother Bragg. So I'm saying last week.
I'm like a hound dog. I get on the trail. I follow where they go.
You said last week, Brother Bragg. See, this is what I don't like, man, is interrupting people's shows, rehashing old stuff. You can call in New Abolitionist Radio and discuss slavery with a bunch of scholars at any time. Now, what was said on Tando Radio Show was the Civil War wasn't over slavery. That's what you said. And my rub was, it most definitely was over slavery.
It was over this. It was over the Marrow Traffic Act. It was over taxes. That's what the war was over, taxes. That's what the war was over.
I'm sure people added all kind of stuff on to what they were fighting for, but the Confederates, States of America, short-lived Confederate States of America, made it abundantly clear in their Constitution they feared that slavery was going to be abolished, and that's why they was breaking away. And people want to call that states' rights. Well, technically, they were saying it's our states' rights to practice slavery, to enslave Africans who are inferior people to us. And you had black people who was constantly rebelling against that slavery throughout hundreds of years, and it ultimately culminating politically through the Civil War, where you had hundreds of thousands of people classified as black sign up for the Union Army, which led to the defeat of the Confederacy. So Civil War was about slavery.
The British induced them to come fight for Britain, but Britain and France was back in the Confederacy. Russia was back in the United States.
You had private parties in both countries back in both sides. You had private parties, different banks, but actually the Confederates were officially had connections with Britain, and France officially had connections with the Union side.
And so the South was full of a bunch of British sympathizers. We're working for the British.
Brother Braggs.
That's what the South was
doing. Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs. Scotty, definitely appreciate it. And I would just say this. The overall war continues. And, there is a – we need to have a show – or as Scotty said, the New Abolitionist Radio, but it's very, very important for us to, there is no rubs among us, because we didn't create the environment in which we were born into, but how we respond to it is really the most important thing, because that sets up the next set of events that's going to happen to us individually, our families, and our overall community. And with that being said, we will do a show, because it has a lot to do with preparing, because the Civil War it's never ever really ended. It continues because the system is able to instigate and maneuver its will by division and by very deviant means. And they understand the key to winning a war is to
invoke a murderous anger among the people. And they do it by all different means and methods. So with that being said, I thoroughly respect both of you, Scotty, and I respect you, Brother Braggs, immensely for the both of you. And that overall conversation is so needed.
Well, Dave, that's why I'm telling Brother Braggs. He knows New Abolitionist Radio every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m., been coming on for 6 years straight, 2 hours every Wednesday night. But Braggs know that door is open if he want to come in on that, because since that's what we deal in specifically, that's where you want to have that conversation with me. But I also want to make the statement that I find a lot of this debate useless if it can't help me end slavery today. Like Dave just said, Civil War never really ended, because you know what? The situation of slavery has never been abolished. And so just like we had abolitionists that pushed that issue prior to 1865, you got them today. And that's why I'm an abolitionist. And if it take, let's say, another hot war to settle this issue once and for all, well, I'm down for it. But this other debate about how we got there and all, that's good for scholarly stuff. But how's that going to help me on the battlefield today? That's what I want to know. I want to talk about those strategies.
We're under the War Powers Act right now. We're under the War Powers Act right now. That, and all this is pertinent, man. And only, look, the information I share, a lot of people would not hear it if they didn't hear it. They would never, the things we're talking about, a lot of people would never hear some of this stuff. That's the only reason I go down into that old history. That's it. That's the only reason I get into it.
You're right.
It brings us to where we are now, whether you realize it or not. All of this is predicated on ecclesiastical law. All of this stuff is connected.
Yeah, it's many
pieces to a big puzzle. Excuse me, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No. You're good. No. It's. I'm gonna tell you because it's so necessary that that the information be brought forth, because this is what the forum is about, because it extends in many different ways. And there's multiple shows, and today it has some relevance. But what I really want to do is I really want to stay on course for what we're talking about right now, Brother Bragg, and that's no disrespect to you or to Scotty. Please believe me on that. But what I wanted to do is that there are some things that's going on, and this brings it right up. And all of what you're saying, Brother Braggs, is just it's just the continuance of what happened then and before then. And like Scotty was saying, is that, okay, so what does that do for us now? How do we, and that's very, very important, because we need to know all of the variables so that we can have an effective response. And that response has to be a self-determining response that we deem as being necessary. And as whatever that may be, then that should be the burden or the overall cause that we pick up. So check this out. And this goes right along with both what you gentlemen are talking about. There's an article. And listen to this, how this stuff goes full circle. Scotty, Brother Braggs, and everyone else that's listening to Tando Radio Show today. Listen to this. The first article that I post, and this is from what's in the news. Check this out. There's an article from the New York Times. Okay, and in the New York Times, it says this. First article I posted from New York Times, and this is from the opinion. I helped sell the false choice of war once, and it is happening again. This shouldn't be forgotten, since the Trump administration is using much of the same playbook to create a false impression that a war is on the way to address the threats posed by Iran. And that's very, very important, because he's talking about, and this is the New York Times writer, Lawrence Wilkins, wrote this article saying that he was complicit in facilitating the falsehood of war when the Bush administration was the celebrity figurehead representative, by using the celebrity figurehead Colin Powell at the UN. And that same methodology, that same tool, is being utilized today to get us in a much deeper and further engagement or depopulation agenda program. And it is a conspiracy agenda, not a conspiracy theory. So that was the first article. And let me tell you why that article was so important. I know that you, all of you that listen to the Tando Radio Show have been listening to it a while. Earlier, late last year, in 2017, going into soon to come into 2018, I had said that the Olympics is going to be a very, very critical spot. I said that during the Olympics, something major was going to happen, and right after the Olympics, those events may, from that event that happened during the Olympics, is going to unfold. Well, let me give you a clue as to what I think that could have been. And believe me, it definitely happened, and it happened in a relatively significant way over the weekend. Over the weekend, this article from Sputnik News: Israeli army reports a downing Iranian drone attack, attacking targets inside of Syria. Well, in that overall attack, Syria was able to shoot down an Israeli IDF F-16. So a Israeli F-16 was shot down over the weekend. And you would say, well, why does that matter? Well, it matters because the Zionist organization, a corporation of the corporation known as also as Israel, is a very, very heavy-handed far as using military, the Zionists, and I'm talking about the overall individual, the people, talking about the overall agenda, that Zionist agenda. Now, once that happened, all bets were off, and it basically started to take off over the weekend in over in the Middle East, particular in Syria, in Damascus, and in other places in Syria, so that the overall war just exploded. So let me, I'm going to get to that. That's going to be the feature article for today's show. And this all has everything to do with Brother Braggs and what Scotty was talking about and what we've been trying to prepare you for since we started this overall show. So that was from Sputnik News. And hold on. Hear this out. Check this out. This came from Yahoo. Unacceptable to endanger lives of Russian soldiers in Syria. In Syria, Moscow said. Russia on Saturday, 2 days ago, called for restraints from all parties in Syria and said it considers risking the lives of Russian soldiers absolutely unacceptable following a large scale. Brother Braggs, we got the dogs in the background. Would you just mute yourself until you're going to come back in? Large scale Israeli airstrikes inside. Let me help Brother Braggs out. 1 second, Brother Braggs. Then Brother Braggs, when you ready to... Ooh, shoot. 1 second. Then Brother Braggs, just unmute yourself when you're ready to come back in, because we can hear the dogs barking in the background. All right, so listen. Let me pull this back up. Got to go back to the other screen. So Russia on Saturday called for restraints for all parties in Syria and said it considered risking the lives of Russian soldiers absolutely unacceptable. Ladies and gentlemen, this was on Saturday. Wait till I tell you what Russia said and what happened today. Following the large-scale Israeli airstrike inside of Syria, we strongly call on all sides involved to show restraints and avoid... And I can't see what the rest of that is. It was just a small caption. That came from Yahoo News. This is what Russia said to all parties, but they were mainly talking to, who do you think? Israel. Check out next article from RT International, Russia Today International. Iran and Syria are playing with fire. Israeli military warns amidst a flare-up of tensions. The IDF warned Syria and Iran against violating Israeli sovereignty. Man, Israel got some nerve in the world to tell somebody, to warn them about violating Israeli sovereignty. They've been violating Syria's sovereignty and so many other countries' sovereignty in that whole area. Now, this is the overall play, y'all. For violating Israeli sovereignty, otherwise, they would pay a heavy price. Israeli military also insists that Israel does not seek an escalation in tensions in the region. Well, if you don't seek an escalation in tensions in the region, why have you been bombing Syria for 2 years? Sure, that's good to say, but that's not what's happening. Then there was unconfirmed reports that after Saturday's shootdown of an Israeli F-15, Israel went on a large-scale bombing campaign targeting the celebrity figurehead Bashar Assad himself, the overall president of Syria, trying to target him. Man, this is nuts, and this is the overall event that I knew was going to be coming and how it's going to develop in a very, very disturbing way. So check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News. Moscow concerned with escalation of tensions as Israel attacks Syria. That's from Sputnik News. Next article. This one came from Press TV. Iran's Islamic Revolution marks the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution with nationwide rallies. And there were millions of people that were out for that rally. And believe me, it was no coincidence, in my opinion, that this all coincides with the overall escalation in tensions, military confrontation with Iran, Syria, and Israel themselves. Going to go crazy, in my opinion. So check out that article, everyone. Next article from the South China Morning Post. Central bank's research weighs in on super financing regulators. Central bank research is weighing in on super financial regulators. And this is talking about from China. Top researchers at the Chinese Central Bank has called for a new financial supervisory body to give a matrix structure to steer forward amidst the market buzz around alternatives that include, and you can't say what, you won't say what else it was there, small. Basically, this is what happened. The plunge protection team had to save the overall Chinese market on last weekend and on today, earlier today. So a lot of displacement going on financially in the geopolitical structure globally. Check out that article. Next article from the Jerusalem Post. Preparing for war in the north, Israel boasts air defenses. Israel had boasted its air defenses on the north following a significant confrontation between the Jewish state, Syria. The Jewish state, see, this is all inflammatory how they do all of these things in order to invoke. This is the overall depopulation plan, y'all. This is the system using division to be able to drive a depopulation program that gives them more power, more influence, and more control over resources, which means they control you. Between the Jewish state, Syria, and Iran led to the loss of an F-16I fighter jet. While the Army refuses to comment on the reports, witnesses reported seeing a convoy of missile defense batteries heading north near the Israeli Arab city of Baqa. Don't know who that is. So it cut out there. So check out that article. So basically, Israel is definitely preparing for war, putting up their Iron Dome in the border, close to the northern border of Syria, to buffer it itself from, and I think to do more than that, actually to engage more and to try to countermeasure any response that Hezbollah, Syria, Iran, or anyone else, the juntas, whoever they are, against Israel, because they're going to go all out. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from the Seeker. Who is doing what in Israel and why? Man, that overall, if you look at that diagram, it's so confusing because that's what it's supposed to be. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Do not do anything that targets do not do anything that triggers new conflict. Celebrity figurehead Russian President Vladimir Putin asked Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to avoid any steps that would lead to a new confrontation in the region following Israel's airstrike on Syria during a phone call on Saturday. Putin and Netanyahu discussed the latest developments. So it was pretty bad, pretty heated, and it is only going to grow. Basically, the first boot in the overall World War III scenario has now just been put down, and it's only going to grow. There is no way to turn this off now, ladies and gentlemen, so it's only going to expand. Next article, I got this one from msnews.com. It says, Wells Fargo glitch leaves customers' bank account empty. Wells Fargo glitch leaves customers with empty bank accounts. Sorry about that. Many Wells Fargo's customers got a terrifying shock after finding that their checking accounts drained due to a series of errors. Check out that article. Get used to it. That is going to be happening in the future. All of the algorithms and all of the data testing has been done. It is going to go live, in my opinion. Next article, huge story for the cryptocurrency world. This one comes from Arizona Central. It's azcentral.com. Bitcoin for tax payments. Arizona could be the first state in the United States to allow it. So Arizona is going to be the first state that is going to allow the digital, the cryptocurrency known as Bitcoin, to be used as a medium of exchange or as a legal tender. And I think very, very significant. Let me just say this about the cryptos. They went down a whole lot. They went from just hovering around 20,000 to came down to 6,000. Let me just tell you this. That's what the system wanted for a design purpose. You all should have got in at that point as much as you could, if you could. The overall platforms that you should be getting into the cryptos, especially for where things are going to what you can gain, because they're going to be going up, and you need to leverage that into being able to protect yourself and your family. Don't overextend yourself, but definitely use the momentum. Don't do all the wrong things when it comes to using leverage. You don't use leverage by getting into something when it's going up. You get into something when it starts to reach close to its bottom or moves itself down. It gives you
Alrighty, I guess Brother Dave must have dropped off. I didn't notice how long he was off, so we'll be right back as soon as we get him reconnected.
All he's doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He just went. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21? He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. This was what I saw was missing in the Muslim world. If they said they were white, it was incidental. White, black, brown, red, yellow, it doesn't make any difference what color you are. And so this was the religion that I had accepted and had gone there to get a better knowledge of it. But despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I get back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood...
Scotty, I'm back. Sorry about that.
...society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, who use... And who are in Washington, D.C., in positions of power, and from Washington, D.C., they exercise the same...
I'm back now, Scotty.
Brutal,
sorry about that. I muted you real quick. Sorry about that. Got a phone call and it knocked me off of everything. So let me get back to what was, and you know, very, very important article. I don't know where we were before I got knocked off. What was the last thing? Scotty, did you hear what happened? Was the last article?
No, I actually did not. Last I heard you talking about Zionists.
Okay. Daggone. Okay, cool. So it's knocked off that long. Okay. So let me just move back real quick. So that was the overall direction of Israel attacking Syria and bombing Syria this weekend. Next article came up was Moscow concerned with escalations of tensions as Israel attacks Syria. So Moscow actually sent messages to to Israel and let them know that, hey, this is not going to go well, so don't do it. So check out that article. Next article, also from the Press TV, is that Iran had its anniversary of its Iranian revolution, and I don't think that that was a coincidence at all. From Press TV, check out that article. Next article came from very important one from South China Morning Post. Central banks regulators weigh in on a super financial regulation. So basically, China is stepping in, trying to stop its overall actual market and its banking and its financial industries from having a major meltdown. And that could be for different reasons, or the excuse could be for different reasons. Later on, they may come out and say that they were cyber attacked that caused all of the selling, and then they will use and say that that's an act of war. All of these things are in place, but definitely very, very important. Next article, this is from Jerusalem Post, preparing for war in the north part of Israel. Israel is actually preparing for more confrontation into Syria and Iran, and they're setting up what's known as their Iron Dome to be able to protect Israel as they actually start to violate the sovereignty of the overall countries around them. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Vladimir Putin said to, in a phone call to Netanyahu, as has been reported, don't do anything that triggers new conflicts. Well, you'll see what happens with that one. That didn't go well. Check out that. Next article from Wells Fargo. This is from MSN. Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo glitch leaves customers with empty bank accounts. Many Wells Fargo's customers got a terrifying and shocking Many Wells Fargo customers got a terrifying shock after finding their checking accounts drained due to a series of errors. And I don't think that this is a coincidence at all. All of the data is in place. The algorithms are in place for this to go live. And this ain't just going to be Wells Fargo, y'all. This is going to be everywhere. And they're going to blame it on
Dave, you know what?
The newest boogie. Scotty.
Yeah, when I saw that story today, I said good for y'all, because for months now, actually years now, we've been pleading, and when I say we, I mean the abolitionist movement, been pleading with people to take their money out of the six banks that's underwriting private prisons and contributing to the overall conditions of slavery in this country. And Wells Fargo was founded in the 1800s, 1850-something. I can't remember the exact date. And they've always been invested in slavery. So I say good for them people, man. You know, because you should have took your money out.
Right. That's definitely it should be something that you take out of there. Believe me, I got to unravel ties as myself because there were some things that I didn't know. And so I have, and my ties sometimes go very, very deep. So, but I'm actively unraveling, and I need to do that as well. So if it would have happened to me, good for me too. And I'm not saying that facetiously. I'm agreeing with Scotty 100%. But I'm tied in just a little bit different. So, but I need to definitely untie that, and it requires me to do that a certain way because of the overall business connection. So, yeah, so true. And this is going to be everywhere. So that glitch was, and I'm going to tell you how that glitch was. The glitch was, and I'm going to give you that, and we'll talk about this more on financial, not this week because I won't be on next week, Financial Friday. We'll talk about that glitch, how it did. I'm going to tell you, for those, you know how they give you, if you'll pay let them to automatically withdraw from your account. Man, that's it. That's how they got them. Whatever someone charges, whatever benefit that they give you off of it, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. If you want to pay them, you decide to pay them. Okay, so next article. This one comes from azcentral.com, and this is Arizona Central. Bitcoin for tax payment. Arizona could be the first state in the U.S. to allow it. And basically, they're going to use Bitcoin as a legal tender for paying of taxes. And this tells me, because Arizona is also using precious metals, has already made that law that precious metals is now the legal tender in Arizona. Now they're invoking it. This tells me that Arizona is definitely, this is how you sever your ties or you succeed from the federal corporation of the United States. Believe me, that is what's going to happen here once the overall untied states of America goes full blown. So check out that article. Next article. Let me get back on here. Next article. Very, very important article, everyone. This comes from Bloomberg. Check this out. China is said to call on companies, mutual funds to boost stocks. China is urging controlling investors in a list of companies to boost their holdings and some mutual funds to limit equity selling this week, according to the people familiar with the matter. Officials seek to stem the impact of the stock sell-off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the overall manipulation, and believe me, I wouldn't be surprised if this is not going to be used as where they're going to come back and say, we were hacked, and now we were hacked, and this happened, and that happened, and that was attack on our national interest. And because it was attack on our natural interest, it required a response from our from the government, not to exclude military response. This whole thing, I don't know how it's going to go, but I do know that it is going to happen. You just need to be prepared at all costs, because this is no coincidence that these things are happening, and what's happening behind closed doors is sick. Next article from Russia International. What's really behind America's objection to Trump's military parade? Here it goes. An article published in several languages originally. Oh, no, this is not. This is something else. All right, but this is the same thing. But this is from RT International. So I'm going to tell you, if you didn't hear, celebrity figurehead Trump said he wanted to have a military parade go down Pennsylvania Boulevard for the 4th of July. Let me tell you why I think that is. Because I think they're going to try to celebrate them giving a so-called bloody nose to North Korea. But the only thing is that they may plan for a parade, but that parade may never happen. Because those all... Once you strike out at North Korea, I think it's going to be a much, much greater response than what they intended or so-called what they intend, but the system definitely did. This is a setup, y'all, and it's not a good thing, in my opinion. It is definitely the sign that it's about to go haywire. Next article from Financial Sense, the coming tech war with China. Check out that article. I got that one from Financial Sense. Next article from Press TV. McMaster in Istanbul amidst U.S.-Turkey tensions. And this is that whole area there is about to explode because the U.S. has already invaded Syria. And now Turkey is going to be directly engaging the U.S. Troops that are in Syria. So check out that article. Next article from Yahoo News. This one is a very, very important one. We definitely will cover this when we get back. Trump's budget, a $4.4 trillion budget, moves deficit sharply higher. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump unveiled a $4.4 trillion budget for next year. What? That heralds an era of $1 trillion-plus federal deficit in... Wow, and unlike the plan he released last year, never came close to promising a balanced lenders even after 10 years. What? A balanced ledger after 10 years. What? $4.4 trillion. You know, that puts the overall just admitted national debt at $25 trillion. Boy, very, very ugly sign. And heads up, it tells you everything. And then Roz posted from AP, Trump's 4.4 budget moves deficit sharply higher. So check out that. Roz posted also from Cerebrally Naive Money, Venezuela's economy on the brink of collapse. Yes, it is. Venezuela's oil production is plummeting. Check out that article. Then Roz posted from The Telegraph, Why Alcohol Makes People Violent, solved by scientists. Check out that article as well. And next article, very, very important feature article. Hear this one out, and then we're going to get into today's show after we come out of the commercial break. I'm just going to say this. One of the first articles that we post today that was from earlier this weekend, here is what it was. Unacceptable to endanger the lives of Russian soldiers in Syria, Moscow said. Read this real quickly again, one more time. And then I'm gonna come to this. So what happened today? Last article I posted says this from Reuters. Russians killed in clash with U.S.-led forces in Syria. Russians killed in clash with U.S.-led forces in Syria, says Associates. Russian fighters were among those killed when the U.S. coalition forces clashed with pro-government forces in Syria this month. Former Associates of the Dead said on Monday, a U.S. official has said more than 100 fighters allied with Syrian's President Bashar Assad died when coalitions and local coalitions backed forces thwarted a large-scale attack overnight on February. I'm going to read this article because it's critical. But it's overall, oops, here it is right here. One second. On February, of course it's taking this time. Here it comes. All right. Then we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. On a large attack overnight on February the 7th. That was nothing but that was last Wednesday on February the 7th, less than a week ago. And when we come back, remember what Russia said, it's unacceptable. This whole war scenario has really, really, really kicked off. And I don't think it's coming back. It is definitely going to grow. And this is one of the things that I thought, one of the major events that was going to happen during the Olympics, that was going to lead to wait until after the Olympics and is going to explode into further and so much more. Said this back in October of 2018, said that I was actually positioning and preparing myself for that. And definitely that is the case. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did we leave, Dave, or are we going to break? Did we lose Dave?
Oh, going to break, Scotty.
Okay, sorry. No, I was distracted.
Yeah, going to break, Scotty.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'd love to hear from you all. And just before we get into today's part of the show, I just wanted to say I anticipated something major happening during the Olympics, and lo and behold, it was no more than the second day of the Olympics, and boom, second or third day of the Olympics. Boom. This happened in Syria, in the region, Syria, Israel, where Israel had, this is what they said, was that an Iranian drone had flew into Israeli airspace. They shot it down, and then they actually attacked the overall base in which the drone had came from. And while they were doing that, one of their F-16s was shot down. F-16I was shot down. And then from there, regrouped, and then they had a massive bombing campaign where they were attacking Bashar Assad, the celebrity figurehead president of Syria, himself. And this caused for major tension in the area where at a lot of these bases and in these locations that they attacked in the bombing runs, there are Russian military personnel. And so, lo and behold, here's what, and this was in response to what Syria, what our Israel has said that Iran had did through Syria. So they attacked Syria, and they've been attacking Syria for the past 2 years now. The U.S. has invaded Syria. Israel has invaded Syria. And Russia was called in by Syria to assist in getting them out. Turkey has invaded Syria. Why all of this in movement in Syria? Because Syria is critical for the future global economy and the natural gas pipeline and the overall positioning that Iran has in fuel. Now, I'm going to just tell you this. The U.S. has plenty of fuel, plenty of oil, plenty of natural resources where they would not have to, for hundreds of years, not need to engage themselves in using other people's or stealing other people's natural resources. But see, the key is that the system does that because the controlling of resources is really the key methodology for controlling, subjugating, and enslaving the people of the world.
Dave, that's a question. That's a question I wanted to ask you about that, and you actually basically just answered that. Because I have read as well and heard from others that the U.S. has enough, you know, domestic energy resources to produce all the energy that it needs. They even had brag about how they only import a very small percentage. And then when they are exporting to other countries, that tell you then that either you got a surplus. Or you're actually pulling out the ground or whatever the energy source is, you're actually producing more than you're using. And so then why all right. these wars then? Why in Syria? Why you want to control the oil pipeline in the Caspian region? You know, why you want to do mm-hmm. is what you just said. It's not about securing energy for this nation. It's about subjugating other nations and controlling their standard of living by controlling their energy.
Yep, exactly. Because oil is how you control nations. Resources is how you control the people that live within on the planet. Think about the resources. Very, very important. Here are some of the resources. Everything that the great creator has given to us to sustain our overall existence is a natural resource. Your energy was given to you to sustain your existence. That's a natural resource, which is always under attack for subjugation and enslavement. So is the other resources. The resources of food, the resources of air, the resources of water, the resources of trees, the resources of land itself. All of the living entity have been attacked by a malevolent agenda or a conspiracy agenda of individuals and entities that have decided to establish a coalition of enslavement. They go after the livingness. They don't go after things that are inanimate. They're not going after, they're using inanimate objects and inanimate rituals in order to methodize their objective of subjugation and enslaving, meaning they put borders in between you and someone else. They tell you on this side of the street, you're the A side of the street, you're the B side of the street, and you hate the C side of the street. And you fight them when we tell you to fight them because they called you this. They stole this from you. When, yes, they actually participated, but they were actually instigated and developed to do that, and it takes time to do that over years. Because once you establish fads that people follow, that destroys culture. Because culture is all about you being sustainable. But they brought in conquering. To conquer, because the overall objective of the system is to conquer your free will and to get it to surrender to its agenda. And that is a sellout when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. And so that's exactly it, Scotty. They use this as, you know, there is, let me tell you, the U.S. and just oil alone has enough to be able to sustain the United, the so-called corporation of the United States and all of its subjects, aka their citizens, their tax-paying citizens, you ready? For over 275 years, roughly about 300 years, just in oil alone. At a rate of, here's the key, at a rate of practically the whole world using it. Here's what's so important about that. See, what they told you about oil is not true. It didn't come from no darn fossil dinosaurs, and then that's how, that's a lie. Oil is the lifeblood of the planet, the living planet of Earth. The living planet of Earth. So, oil is what? Abiotic, just like your body. If you lose some blood, it can replace the blood that was lost. It can replenish it. How does it replenish it? From the actual natural life-giving forces and elements within the overall universe. And the body itself is designed that way. The earth is designed through its core and everything else to be able to create the living organs and the living blood that transfers the necessities of the earth's life. This is why trees can grow out of a living object, because it ain't inanimate. It's not your printer. But we worship the printing press as the overall living God. Or excuse me, as the overall living creator. Yes, the printing press does create. It creates subjugation and enslavement. They write the laws, print it out, and give it to the people. Make them beholden to it. So, no. Those, and this is why you make resources scarce and tell people that it's scarce, and guess what they do? You come up with a lying story about, oh, it comes from the dinosaurs, and there's only so much, we're running out. They call it peak oil. Now, can they take out more oil than the earth can naturally reproduce? Yes. That's called earthquakes. That's called fracking earthquakes. When you take out from the deposits, and what do? In my opinion, they target the areas that are low on those overall resources, and then what they do is they take the oil out, pump water into it, and then the earth starts to shake. And then what does it do? They come up with all this grandiose lies like global warming and peak oil and all this other stuff. See, this is one of the problems that we have to address. We have to stop believing everything that the authorities say. And in order to stop believing them, here's the key. You got to stop listening to them and giving them your energy, because the more energy you give them, the more wars, famines, disease, and financial collapses that you're going to have. Oh, it may have not gotten you today, but it will get your overall family at some time, because it gets all of us, because we're the targets. Where are the targets? I think we have a caller in queue. Let me go back to the board real quick to make sure we don't. No, we didn't. So, right now in Syria, that is the overall proverbial linchpin or grenade. Here's why. Because they developed the tension strong enough to be able to foster a war and have plausible deniability where the people won't question it. And believe me, this war is going to be so large, I don't know when it's going to kick off in a way that your overall children, your daughters will be drafted, but the war has already started. Did y'all see at the opening ceremonies how ridiculous that whole opening ceremony is with this whole so-called celebrity figurehead, Pence, Vice President of the United States, sitting right in front of, to the left of, Kim Jong-un's half-sister?
Yeah, I saw that, Dave. That was very disrespectful, him sitting down while the Korean contingent comes in when it's customary for everyone to stand. He did the same thing. I call it a celebrity stunt when he left the NFL football game because the players were allegedly kneeling, and so he left the building. It's Pence at like a kid, a child, man, but it's all an act.
It's all an act to deceive the general population, everyone, and we buy it. He is doing what he, celebrity figurehead. And I don't know about y'all, but his body language, her body, it was all a lie. It was all a lie, but we buy it. It's the what's that called, Scotty? The the killing fields or hunting games, something like that. That move. It's straight out of you don't need the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You don't need the Hunger Games. The daggone Olympics and Hunger Games and the wars have been going on forever. Because we give in to it. We don't question. We obey. We don't refuse. We cooperate. We don't rebel. We assist. We don't take our energy. We give our children's energy to the system. Because that's what we've been taught. And at some point, at some time, we have to say, no. With no explanation, no petition for a speech or a march, no symbolic, just no. Not going to participate. That is what the system cannot afford to happen. It's for individuals in a significant number to simply say no. And my man Otis said, this is insane. Nikki Haley tells DR of Congo, to use paper ballot. Wow. And that's the U.S. has no appetite for supporting electronic voting because they want to rig it all. It's all rigged. It's all set up. And I think it's very, very important for us to see what's going on before the overall war kicks off. And they have a parade with your children's head as the banners. Because that's their overall intentions. These political serial killers, they do what they told because the system has them by the blackmail throat. They got dirt on them all, and they disclose that dirt. This is why the system really loves pedophiles, because it's a demonic ritual that they condone. They make a deal with these minions. And the key to making a deal with the overall demonic entities is that you always lose your soul. You always lose your soul. But I don't want to get too far off from what's happening and to bring to you the significance of what has just the false flag event that happened over the weekend that is, in my opinion, is going to grow. So now it's basically all-out war in Syria, but on a very, very important front, because it's not just Syria now that they're actually bombing. They say the coalition, the U.S. coalition. No, see, that's all the U.S. themselves. In the coalition of the U.S. is actually the overall terrorist groups that they say that they're supposed to be fighting, that they created and funded and gave the weapons to. This is what's happening. Now they're actually targeting the overall installations that have Russian personnel. And that ain't going to fly, y'all. What that is going to do is speed up the overall military confrontation till it's full-blown war. And the rest of the world is going to say, the U.S., you know what? We're tired of your overall conquering of nations. We all must stand up against this evil. We've seen it before in the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. We must band together. And you know what the rest of the world is going to say? Yes. Not knowing that they're saying yes to the same thing that will befall their children. They just happen to be the generation that is on the other side. No one wins in divide and conquer, because everyone is divided and conquered. So we got a caller in queue real quick. I want to go to the caller, then we'll come back to the show. It's my man T out of NYC. Thomas, brother, thank you for your condolences, and I truly, truly appreciate you as a brother and as a friend. And our family thanks you so much, brother. Go ahead, brother. What say you?
Peace, State, man. Of course, man. You know I love you. I love the show. Peace to Scotty, Brother Bragg, all the other callers.
Yes, sir.
I did want to, and Scotty, I agree with you, man. If you do want to wear lipstick and give an interview and talk the truth, so be it. You know, I mean, I'm not for it, but he's talking the truth. I want to say, just offer a different insight or perspective on what you're saying. I'm not going to go against what you're saying. I just want to say...
Oh, no, Thomas, you know, you always can. No. They're so needed, man.
I agree with you about...
Your point is so important and valid. Go ahead.
This, in my opinion, it's about not oil. It's about natural gas. Europe, Western Europe, they get their natural gas now from Russia, and they have to pay a tax. Eastern European country that it goes to, and they're able to up those rates and do whatever. So it's very expensive to get gas in Europe. So they're starting a gas pipeline from Iran, and it runs all the way up through Iraq. Of course, they conquered that, or you know, however it plays out, they have that area, I'm sure, strategically protected that they want to run it through. The key is it has to go through Syria and then through Turkey. Yep. And then it goes straight into Western Europe and it cuts out of Russia. Really,
it goes through. Yeah, it cuts right. It goes through. Crimea. Goes through there. That's why Russia had to annex Crimea, and it goes through the Ukraine into to Europe. You're absolutely right. It's about natural gas. Yes, it is actually about gas, because getting U.S. gas, which is they have to liquefy it, liquid gas, is a very expensive process. And so the natural gas, the pipelines, is more effective and efficient. Yes, you're absolutely right, Thomas. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, all the way in Germany, they buy their gas from Russia right now.
You France. Know, they want to keep Europe does. France. Right.
Yeah, all of that. So this is their way of cutting out Russia in a huge part. So that's all I want, the insight I wanted to add. As far as Korea, I think that you're on point. I think that I don't watch the Winter Olympics. I can't, ain't no black faces. I just can't get into that. But I got to at least. The only good thing about sports, you know, is that you see the black men win at the end. If I can't see that, I ain't watching. I'm just like, man, I don't want to see these people win. But I'm sure they did. I'm going to have to Google that opening ceremony. I didn't even know they did that for the Winter Olympics because I never watch it. But,
right. Oh, man, Thomas, take a look at it. And then take a look at it, if you can. Take a look at it. And like Scotty said, yeah. Man, it's such a charade. It's let me tell you, as Francis Bacon, a.k.a. William Shakespeare, said, all the world's a stage, and all of us watch it and participate.
Oh, absolutely. But I was just going to say, if it was anything like China's, because I was totally amazed by it. Because that was the change, so I could imagine.
Yeah, I didn't see the opening ceremony because of you know, just the family matters. I'm sorry.
Jerusalem as the capital.
Yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
It was signed that they were going
to. Oh man, we lost Thomas. Thomas.
That Iran and Syria together could be Israel.
Hey. Oh, wait, Thomas. You got to start over because we lost you. You went out when you were talking about Jerusalem as the capital. If you could pick back up there, your phone went out.
And this is about to pop off. And I don't see Russia. I still think they ran by them Bolsheviks, which is the Jews. I don't see them going against Israel. Because they'll cut their economics in half tomorrow. I mean, they'll just annihilate their economic system. They run their economic system, so I don't see them doing that. That's my mute. I'm a mute.
Hold on. Thomas, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we missed, and you were making some really, really good points, and I don't want us to be lost on that. You cut out when you said that Israel as a capital, then your phone cut out, and then it came back in spotty, and we heard you say something about Russia, and then it went out again, and how Russia's not going to cut off there.
I'm in the train station.
Okay, when you get out of there, call back, or if you got a free spot, pick back up from there, because I definitely want all of the listeners to hear what you were saying.
Absolutely.
Okay, hit us back when you to unmute your line, so I'll see you and know that you're there, or just jump in, Thomas, and say excuse me, and then I'll go right to you. Because Thomas was about to say some things, and yeah, I heard bits and pieces of what Thomas was saying, and yeah, I can definitely see some of that. But I would just say that, you know, the Russians, Russia is split, and just like there's different overall sectors, but what Thomas is saying definitely has a lot of validity. So we'll let Thomas do that, because I didn't hear the whole thing, so I don't want have an idea, but I don't want to jump into it if I'm not don't want to jump blindly into it. So call us back, Thomas, when you get a chance, because definitely want to hear what you had to say. So what Thomas was saying about the natural gas pipeline, yes, that's what a part of what it is. And the key is cutting off Syria is cutting off Iran. Because to get into Syria, if you occupy Syria, now you cut off Iran's being able to flow out oil as well and control all of that. And so that was one of the points that I made. So it is, and I did definitely did say the natural gas is the key for that pipeline, the natural gas pipeline going through actually through Syria into the Caspian and going into Crimea is critical, then going through Russia and going into the Ukraine, which the Ukraine actually feeds. Not only does it give it's the pipeline for the overall natural gas for Europe, France, Germany, and a lot of the EU countries, but it's also the food basket of that region of the world. Resources, resources, resources. If you don't have no resources, you don't have no occupying forces, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know why the community is always occupied? Because you have a resource, and it's your power, your energy. That's why. And once you know why, then you can effectively develop a response that augments your overall prosperity instead of actually creating a state of confusion that is always momentumized for their overall subjugation and enslavement. We have to know why. It comes always down to resources. And you are a resource, your energy, your living energy. Whatever the great creator makes, man has to try to subjugate and control it now in order for them to establish what? An economic, geopolitical, economic, social, political, and religious structure that is a caste system to the fullest. So that's what's up. That's what I see, that's what I believe, and I'm sticking to it. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I'll get it down, y'all, 704-802-5056. Getting ready to go into our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate, give us a call. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. I want to, when we come back, hear from some of the callers, and then also I want to just give you all some of the things that I think is going to be happening and some of the things mainly which you should be doing. You should be actually preparing no matter where you are. Prepare, prepare, prepare. But, you know, I hear me say prepare, but actually having a good financial plan, even with little that you have, if you can start to engage in trust and engage in collective prudence, you'll do so much better, so much better. And it's a must that that it has to happen. For those of you that do it, you will do very, very well. For those that don't do it, it will actually be shown to you that you should have done it, and now you're going to have to create that overall opportunity to do it either now, or the system is going to push you to see how necessary that form of development in that form of relationship, how critical it is to your overall physical, mental, and spiritual survival. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And there was a article real quick. Well, let me just say this, and I'll read it later on. I just want to say to you all, today is I'm not going to be able to have a show on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday of next week. I will be back on Monday, great creator willing, for a live show. And just wanted to give you all that update. And once again, I thank you all for who you are and what we do here. So I want to get back to this important thing, because things could definitely change from now until the next time that we're back on Tando Radio Show. And we always try to do our best to keep you up to date on some of the things that's going on in the world, and so that you can prepare individually with your family and our overall community at large. I hope that is the overall intent in the agenda. And we're going to be doing some things along those lines going forward. And that's going to be the first RDP summit. And now here's what's happening in my overall opinion. The state of confusion within the Middle East actually facilitates the perfect entry into a cyber war, a currency war, a military engagement war, and there is a new war that is going to establish. And the new war is a sovereign elimination, where they're going to start to dissolve sovereign states. Think about all of the U.S. allies right now and how everything is being played out. Would you be an ally of the U.S.? Now, let me tell you something about the U.S. military, what it does have, and it's very formidable, and a lot of people overlook it. One of the greatest strengths of the U.S. military is this, is that it is able to pull from a diverse group of people with different skills, different languages, different skills, different groups that have been created on a dividing line. There really isn't any military in the world, or most of the militaries in the world does not have the diversity. What I mean by the diversity is this: it doesn't have the overall full spectrum of the social geopolitical representation within its ranks like the U.S. does. Most of the countries have their overall general population and their culture that's represented there. In the U.S., they have all forms of people, and that is a big, huge plus. But here's the truth of the matter. The system wants the U.S. to fall, because by the U.S. falling, that empire dissolving or untying itself, it gives the system more control. Here's why. This war that's going to jump off in the Middle East is going to, in not only there, it's going to jump off in the Ukraine and jump off in the South Sea of China, the Korean Peninsula, South America, on the continent of Africa, and all through Europe and in the U.S. Yes, there will be actual foreign troops engaging in under another flag's carrying out military theater of operation sorties in the U.S. Meaning this, you know, you heard about the movies Red Dawn and all. Yes, all of that is definitely going to happen. Yes. And it is, as much as people say, no, it can't happen, couldn't happen in World War II, can definitely happen now. Here's why. As soon as they cut the lights out, how are you going to know? How are you going to be able to deal with? Can't. This is what I see is happening there. This is the trigger. One of the triggers that is going to be a three-prong attack. I can see an engagement in the overall theater of operation around Iran, Syria, Israel, Lebanon, Iraq being one edge of the point. The other edge of the point being the Baltic states, or along in Eastern Europe. And the other edge of the point being in South Sea of China, Korean Peninsula area. And I got to add the fourth one. And the fourth one being right there in the United States itself. And I think it's going to come through Mexico. It's going to completely come through Mexico, because there's just been too much emphasis on that overall wall and everything else. They tell you everything. I can definitely see invasion forces coming through Mexico. And that, and if anyone has ever lived in that area, you can enter a country, embed yourself there, and grow from there and get support from there. Especially if there's a lights out scenario, because I don't think it's going to be the very first thing that happens. It's definitely going to be probably towards the ending phases of the divided states of America. And that dividing states is that there will be other countries that will come in to protect their overall their receivership or their repossession of assets in the U.S. And I definitely see Texas. Definitely see California. Definitely see Nevada as those areas that outside lenders would want to repossess. But the Syria area where we are right now is very, very, in my opinion, is a point of emphasis that we should be watching, because the war, the boots are already on the ground. The engagement, the shooting between Russia and the U.S. has already started. Just read this article. Let me read this article real quick. Russian killed in clash. U.S. Middle East crisis. Syria, Russia. Russians killed in clash with the U.S.-led forces in Syria, says Associates. So this article is taking some time to load up, so I don't know if I'm going to have time to read it all or read the significant part. So I'm just going to basically paraphrase what was happening. The U.S. and Russia have already engaged in actual shooting wars that are now admitted. Let me tell you something. This is nothing new. U.S. and Russia have engaged in different small confrontations, and those are nothing more than dogfights. Between dog and pony fights, there may have been some exchange of overall, but there were no operational engagements. There's operational engagements now in Syria against Russian military forces and against U.S. military forces going up against each other. I'm going to tell you, that does not end well for the U.S. Does not end well for our community. Does not end well for you nor for me. Because the rest of the world is going to come to the aid of Russia. The rest of the world is going to come to the aid of China. Because all of them are going to engage. Oh, and I forgot one more major one that is the hidden one out of Afghanistan, Pakistan. Forgot to add that one. That may be the one, because it's the one that's so spoken about the least, that may be the one that really ignites it all. But it's going to be something that ignites, and then as soon as it ignites there, and I would not be surprised. Let me tell you something. If Syria and Hezbollah engage Israel, here's the problem with that. I don't think the Zionists in Israel will have a problem. The Zionists that happen to be in Israel will have a problem using a tactical nuke, And once they use that, it's over, folks. It's over. Because I do believe that there will be a nuclear response. And once a nuke goes off and it's admitted as being a nuke here in the States, let me give you this. Within 96 hours, you will be under martial law, admitted. Within 1 week of that, you will see some of the overall formal invokements of martial law. You will see it almost immediately, banking-wise. That martial law will restrict your movement by banking. And I'm not, I want you all to know these things so that you have an idea, for those of you that do see the importance of preparing, of positioning yourself accordingly. I have no problem in saying it. I see it. I have no problem in saying I see it. It's, to me, it's very, very apparent. I'll say that. I'll admit it. It's very, very apparent to me. Just to me. And I think that we've called a lot of things way before they've happened. I can see an engagement where Israel will actually use a tactical nuke on Hezbollah inside of Syria. And when that happens, y'all, all bets is off. All bets is off. I hope it's not for years to come, because I'm not ready for it right now. You're not ready for it right now. I hope it's delayed as long as it possibly can, because there are things that we need to be doing to prepare for when the time is up. And some of the things that we should be doing is that we should be positioning ourselves and being able to be our first responders, positioning ourselves to be where we are creating our own economy from within the economy of destruction, that we actually siphon from that, but not the ills of it. We should, and what I mean by that, we should have an agenda while we go to carrying on our financial fiduciary duties with a hidden agenda. And that hidden agenda is about protecting you yourself individually, your family, and our overall community at large. Because at some point or sometime, that alarm bell is going to ring. And when it does, we won't have time then to prepare and organize from a position of disadvantage. Yep. Scotty says all they got to do is promise Mexico to get California and Texas back. Man, Scotty, that's exactly what I was leading at. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So I don't think that they're going to put this back in this whole thing back. It's all fell apart because now it's so confusing. That's how you know that. Uh-oh. It's time now. So as these things start to unfold, I see a couple of events happening while the Olympics is still carrying on. But then once the Olympics is over, bloody nose. I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. does a bloody nose, and as soon as the U.S. does a bloody nose on North Korea or Syria engages Hezbollah in Syria, the U.S. does a bloody nose simultaneously. My man, Ramon, sent me an article real quick. Let me see with this if I can bring it up. Hopefully I'll be able to bring it up. And yes, I think I will be. Oh, yeah. I saw some of this today. And this one was Trump Jr.'s wife hospitalized after opening white powder envelope. And it says, celebrity figurehead U.S. president's daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump, was taken to a hospital as precautions after opening an envelope containing a white powder, police said. The letter was addressed to Donald Trump Jr., Trump's eldest son, at his apartment in Manhattan. Mrs. Trump and two others at the scene were decontaminated by firefighters and taken to a hospital for evaluation. NYPD told BCC they tested the white powder in the envelope and confirmed that it is non-hazardous. They said that Mrs. Trump did not appear to be physically affected by the substance. Mr. Trump tweeted later on Monday that his family was safe and called the incident disgusting. You know, and it goes on. Well, let me go on. Thankful, and this was Donald Trump Jr. Thankful that Vanessa and my children are safe and unharmed after the incredible, scary situation that occurred this morning. Truly disgusting that certain individuals choose to express their opposition views with such disturbing behavior. I would say this. Let me just say this. I'm not one individual that would want to. I don't know the purpose behind this. Could be a lot of different things, but I know the system. I think it's kind of hypocritical to think that. And I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump said it himself. Oh, the U.S. has been dirty in the world, extremely dirty in the world. We have no clean hands. And I would say this, in credit of for making that statement, very true. And this is the minions carrying out the orders of those that are telling them what to do. Now, how sincere that overall statement was that being brass? But I would just say this. Until we as the people decide that we are no longer going to just go about our directed lives on their highways of destruction, then with the minions' orders, whatever the orders that the minions carry out at the orders of those that control resources, then this overall nomenclature of destruction is going to continue to take from us, which is priceless. And it's not a monetary thing that's being taken from us. What we are surrendering is our talents, our prosperity. Many of us have never, ever, 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 ever experienced any true form of the fullness of harmony. We have boundaries within our overall love scope. We have boundaries within our tolerance. We have boundaries within our cooperations. We have limits within our perspectives. And we stunt our own growth because we engage in a very destructive society. That we seem to not have a determination to end. But those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, you do. And I would say, don't try to save the world. Don't try to save the people. The most prudent thing for you to do is to save you, save your family, and save your community. Put energy towards saving you first. Put energy towards saving your family first, then put energy towards saving the community. Then let that multiply itself, and then that's where the people can maybe start to arise at who their true talents and capabilities are. Because all of this stuff right here that goes on is intentional, because it's the great agitator and instigator. Remember when we were kids, we had people that would instigate fights?
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, what's that, Roz? I'm going to go to you. Oh, shoot, we got to go to you right away. I'm going to break there. Go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace and love. Of course, my condolences to you and the family. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on two things. One was, as you were talking about Donald Trump Jr.'s wife getting that package, I was actually watching the local news, and they actually said she did take ill. So they didn't publish that in the written form, but they said she wasn't well from whatever this was, and that she checked out once she went to the hospital. So I don't know who's telling the truth or not, because we're dealing with propagandists, but it's just no surprise. It reminds me of the anthrax attack. Matter of fact, I wrote about it in BTR's community when I posted the article. You know, I made a brief joke about it, and then I said, you know, it could have been anthrax or something else. Let's see what they identify the substance as, which they haven't put that out. But I just wanted to just add that to the conversation about her. But my thing is, Donald Trump set the precedent for all of this. All of the hate he's putting out there, you know, the worst terrorists in this country are white supremacists. The white identity extremists are the most dangerous group in this country that are left unaddressed, while this non-existent black identity extremist gets the Gestapo treatment. So why wouldn't they expect to get that? He's lucky it wasn't a letter bomb like the Unabomber used to do. Like there's so many ways of getting at people that we think we can't get at, as far as just the average citizen who might be a little bit loopy saying, I want to do something to this guy, and taking some different clandestine approach to getting them. So it's no surprise to me. But I just want them to release what it is. And they did say, at least on the local news, that she did take ill this morning, and then that she checked out of the hospital okay once they examined her. Go ahead.
And you know what, Raj, real quick, and you know what they may release? That Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. And so it's like you said, it's like Ramon was saying, it's all contradictions and propaganda, because very, very important about that whole story is that, remember when celebrity figurehead Bush was in office? What did he say? He said, Saddam, he tried to assassinate my daddy.
Yes, he did.
So what you think Trump would do?
Without question.
And then they say that North Korea did it.
Exactly.
This has the full fingerprint of a clandestine operation here. And then they publicize it. If it was really true, it would have never got publicized.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You don't compromise security that way. If it was authentic, you don't compromise security that way.
Not until the investigation is completed. You're absolutely correct.
completely. Even if then you don't tell them, because then you tell them where. Then you let them know that how vulnerable you were. Oh, what you just did there just worked. Oh, burglar! When you go around the back window over there and you hit that window, yeah, that's the one to go into the house on. That one. That was a good one. You went there. It don't make sense.
I was just thinking the same thing, Dave.
It sets an agenda. It's setting an agenda for a false flag here. Go ahead, Scotty.
No, I was just saying, I agree. I was thinking the same thing of what you said. Now you just told them it was successful. If it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you, how do I know is if it's real or theater? I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
Right.
Now, if there was a dead body on the floor, then I might believe him. But since she's still alive.
Right, but even then, you don't know. Look at Ron Brown. They said he died in a plane crash with a .45 bullet in his head. With a pitch, come on, man. So, right. Laughing at his funeral and fake crying.
Mm-hmm. They have
fake crying. Fake crying.
I have one more thing to contribute before we get out, because I know you got Melanated Roots coming up, so I'll make it short. But I noticed that President Trump didn't call for this show of military might via this parade until China had released information showing its a video showing its elite forces in training, and they were outside in, I think it was 13 degrees below zero weather, in knee-deep snow, bathing themselves in the snow and doing martial arts as a show of like, yo, we could get down on any level y'all want. It doesn't matter. It was right after that video that I saw that all of a sudden Trump wanted to do this military parade. So it's all about whose button is bigger, whose hands are smaller, whatever that implies. But
I like the way you did that, Roz. I like the way you did that. I like the way you did. And I'm gonna tell you, right, and let me just say, LA Ramon, thanks for posting that article, because that's very, very important, saying that things is ramping up majorly because the clandestineness is really going on. And I would just say this, that parade, I think it is all tied to the bloody nose. They're trying to already, they've already made plans to do this bloody nose, and now they're going to celebrate the bloody nose of knocking down North Korea. Man, it ain't going to work. It's all a setup. So listen, Melanated Roots coming up now. I'm 3 minutes. Got to get ready to get out of here. Sorry about that. Big ups to my brother, Brother Bragg, Scotty, Thomas, who called in. My man, as always, Roz, and then L.A. Ramon for posting, Brother Otis, Strategic Melanin. What's up, sister? Good to see you back on the board. We got to get ready to get out of here. Stay tuned for Melanated Roots coming up. Stay tuned for that show. Well, well worth it, needed. So much love, much respect. We'll see you all next Monday, and I thank you all once again for all that you've done and your overall condolences. Love you all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out, I would greatly appreciate it. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.